Hello everyone, how you doing? I was just reviewing the new video portion of the Anchor app, and it looks a little interesting. I realized that I probably talked too fast, so I'll try and slow it up a little bit and host a little bit more poise within the moment. I was talking with some friends of mine today, and we kind of got on the idea of belief systems and where they come from, what they're about, what causes them, and just examining my own life in depth, I realized that my belief systems were something that was never, I was never consulted with an initial belief system. I was always, I guess, told what to do, or shamed in doing something, or shamed by my teacher, or whatever. At least, you know, those were the energies that I felt predominantly when I was a child. And then now, as I'm older and more mature, and I kind of have done some work on myself, I realize that those belief systems don't actually work anymore. And they hadn't for a very long time. So the trajectory of my life was, I always had a guilty conscience kind of growing up. I started drinking at a very, very early age, just experimenting, like right around like six or something like that. And then eventually, when I got into high school, I was very accomplished in sports as much as I could be. And then eventually, after sports were done with, was when I started to experiment with drugs. And what I found was my tribe of people that I wanted to be around, because they were all just kind of having fun and in high school, having a good time and just partying. Well, what I discovered over time was that the party ended quickly because I moved away from Southern California to Memphis, Tennessee. And I was not happy there, unfortunately. There were some friends I made there, which I still have today, which are very dear to me. But in the end, I wasn't happy. So more drinking, more using, that kind of thing. And then eventually, I got involved with a business cult at the time called Equinox International. And then I overdosed on some stuff. And then eventually I ended up in a psych ward for a couple weeks. After which, I was introduced to an organization that kind of like helped me kind of get me back to me. And then I went back out again, you know, using and drinking and that kind of thing at the age of 22. So come full circle. So a lot of time passes and I get my head back on straight again, and I'm doing more of this work on myself. And in my discovery of things, I realized some common threads. One, I blamed everyone for all of my problems. And that's big, because I never saw anything wrong with what I was doing. I always saw wrong with what everybody else was doing. And that's not good, because that happened over and over and over again, and I couldn't stop. And it was at that point I realized that my reaction towards life was based upon a belief system which I never truly wanted to have to begin with. It was just kind of the default mode in my life. So after that was discovered, and I was looking at myself and realizing that this is something that I don't want to go ahead and have as a part of me, I decided to make some changes. And I did some more work on myself and more maturity, and just as I kind of saw some common threads within life in general, I found that long before I was a drug addict, I was a guilt and shame addict. And that's huge, because it was an energy that I never wanted to have to begin with, predicated on a belief system based on control. So when it comes to now, when I have interactions with people, I'm very attuned to when they're trying to pull a guilt trip on me, or trying to manipulate me, or trying to con me. And the direction of my life in regards to that person that's trying to do that changes very, very quickly, like away from them. And so what I'm discovering is that I had to replace my belief system with something else. The longer that I've stayed clean and in recovery and just doing the right thing kind of a thing. And I find that my belief system now is based upon perseverance, courage, love, persistence, consistency, and those kinds of principles. Those are things I can get into as opposed to guilt and shame and just generally feeling bad about myself and sorry for myself if I don't get what I want. Life isn't about getting what we want. For me, life has been about understanding that I have to adopt a new belief system in a clear mind if I want to succeed in life in any way. And with that understanding, I can get to a part of myself where I can make myself happy as opposed to depending on others for my own happiness. And within that comes freedom, because the belief system has now been changed. The freedom of wanting to live a happy, joyous, and free life is in place while applying principles in my life to address how I can interpret things as opposed to just blaming everyone or wanting to be on the defense all the time. I've just now had these realizations because when it comes right down to it, feelings are not facts. They don't stay. They may feel like they hurt for a long time, and if I'm not careful enough, I can feel something to the point of releasing dopamine, and then I'm stuck in a loop of just trying to feel bad. So now I'm very conscious about my emotional state of mind along with my spiritual state of mind in how I relate to people and communicate with others. I try and bring my best every single time. Now, the truth is this. My friends will see me the same way they did when I was just a kid, you know, between the ages of, say, 6 and 17. They will always see me that way, and I understand that. I don't blame them for that. That's what they're supposed to do. But now that I'm older and I realize that I've matured in my life and everything, and that these past 20 years have taught me something very valuable about the human condition, is the fact that my original belief system was based on guilt and shame. It didn't have to be. It just kind of became that way because I always had a guilty conscience. I could never stop feeling shy. I could never stop feeling guilty for things that I haven't done before. And when I used drugs, it was the antidote to that belief system. And then eventually addiction set in. I took too many drugs, obviously, drank too much. And then eventually I kicked my own ass, came back to where I was able to go ahead and get clean again, did some more work on myself, uninstalled the old belief system to replace it with a new one. And the result is the fact that I can manufacture my own happiness on a level which I never thought before, because now it's peaceful. I can entertain life by being entertained by myself within the moment, knowing that I'm actually doing the best I possibly can for myself, and I leave the results to something greater than me. I put forth my best effort and I do this thing 5 minutes at a time. When I had that focus and I had that interaction with life, I gain a lot more of myself than I ever possibly imagined. I gain peace, I gain understanding, I gain a desire to want to connect with people, I gain a desire to want to give back. And when all is said and done, at the end of the day, knowing now that I have this form and this way to communicate with the world, life is better. I'm saying the things that I've always wanted to say after I got to a point to where the belief system was replaced with something good. My belief system was replaced with something good, plain and simple. I try and do good things. I try and do good work. I try and help people any way I possibly can in my professional life and in my personal life. I'm blessed enough to have that. And financially speaking, it's not, you know, I'm not getting rich or anything like that, but it's sustainable. And I can see something like this that I'm doing for the long haul. And that's important to me. Because I can always eventually, I guess, make money on Twitter and stuff like that later on. But for now, in order to let you know who I am, understand that I come from a position where I had a belief system which I did not want. I was not consulted with. And then eventually over time, I learned to uninstall that belief system to replace it with a new one, which is something that I can accept. I show empathy for those that are angry with me. I show empathy for those that want to tear me down because they don't understand the value of manufacturing their own happiness. They're not there yet. And I'm not in a position to judge them. But I will not put myself in a position to be harmed by them either. Because the commodity of my time is my most precious commodity. I'll say that kind of differently. My time is my most precious commodity. I just had that on my mind. I want to share it with you all because it's the truth that I live by today. I don't want to harm people. I want to love people. I want to be a part of people's lives. And sometimes there's boundaries, which I understand. But for the most part, I try and seek a connection. Because I'm not going to blame someone for who they are as a person. I'm going to accept the fact that they're possibly in a process. And if they're aware of it, I'll allow them time to grow. If they're not, they just want to be a jerk or a troll. I accept that too. That's fine. Either way, I wanted to share that with you all, and I hope you have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much. This is Web the PC1 deploying some self-awareness, and have a nice evening. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.